clear reconnaissance photo of the day-to-day machinations of the solo life. That being said, it's a lot better than the single people I saw on TV growing up. Ebb, Jethro, Tony Nelson, and Major Healy. No wonder my single life seemed to go on forever. I was walking around in an Elmer Fudd hat and a rope belt looking for a genie to blow me. For me, dating was like a casting call for America's Most Wanted. I once dated a girl who was so twisted her personalities formed her own softball league. My life was emptier than Richard Harris's minibar at the Chateau Marmont. I was so desperate when I told my friends, hey, there are other fish in the sea. I meant other fish. Folks, what I'm saying is I fucked saltwater seafood. Wasn't proud of it then, not proud of it now. As a matter of fact, I probably wouldn't have brought it up if this rant wasn't running a little short. Not that the women who dated me had it easy either. When I eventually did get a date, I was so excited I looked like Martini when he finally got the boat ride in Cuckoo's Nest. Towards the end of my single life, I was frozen with fear about how to even go about meeting my soulmate. I mean, come on, singles bars? Do you know how hard it was for me to keep a straight face while some stoner broad told me what she thought Pink Floyd meant on the Dark Side of the Moon? Personal ads? I just don't know if I'd be comfortable trying to communicate with my future spouse in the same way the cops contacted the Zodiac Killer in Dirty Harry. And of course, the newest way for singles to meet each other is through their home computers online. And I don't want to burst your bubble, Spanky.com.